A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Would you be the jerk for not telling your partner that your family is rich? We'll get into that in a bit, but first, am I the jerk for telling my cousin why I don't let my mom dog sit for me anymore? I, 28-year-old female, have a 4-month-old German Shepherd puppy. For context, our family dog was of the same breed and we raised him from when he was 2 months old. Unfortunately, he passed 2 years ago. Last month, I had to go work in person out of the blue. I got very little notice, so I called up my mom and asked her if she could take care of the puppy for me. She agreed and came over. I told her he was unvaccinated and to be careful. I went to work, I messaged her every now and then and asked how they were doing, and she responded with a thumbs up emoji every time. I came back to an empty house and panicked, thinking something had happened to both of them or there was an emergency and they had to go to the vet. I called her and she didn't pick up. Her phone was switched off. I went over to my neighbors and asked them if they knew anything, and they said they had seen my mom taking the puppy out on a leash. I started walking to the nearby public park and, what do you know? My mom's there with the puppy and like two other dogs. I went over and asked her why she didn't pick up, and she laughed and said her phone was dead because she was too busy with the puppy to charge it. When we got home, I asked her why she took him outside, that I told her not to. She said I never explicitly told her not to take him outside and turned it around on me. This is how you repay a favor? And said the puppy looked antsy being all cooped up in the house. I have a substantial backyard. I left it at that and next day took the puppy to the vet. All was clear at the time, but 4 days later, the puppy started showing symptoms and turns out he caught parvo. The poor thing went through a lot, but he's been alright for a week now. A couple days ago, I left him with a sitter to attend the fam's Easter celebration, and to note, at this point, I hadn't communicated with my mom since the day of. My cousin asked me how the puppy was doing and I told her the whole thing. Word got around and now people are condemning my mom for her actions, and honestly I couldn't care less. Mom called me today and demanded I make things clear with other people, and that it wasn't her fault my puppy fell sick and could have died. I asked for an apology because even if she didn't mean for it to happen, the puppy did suffer. She declined. I blocked her. Am I the jerk? Edit, a lot of confusion about the timeline. I got my puppy at 10 weeks old. He was unvaccinated. I took him to the vet, and at 12 weeks, when my mom came to dog sit, he was due for his second round. He's currently 4 months old and vaccinated. Edit number 2, the reason I thought, he's unvaxxed, be careful, was enough, is that our family dog is not allowed in public spaces until he was 4.5 months old and fully vaccinated. Socialization was done in a safe and controlled environment. I assumed my mom would understand similar rules followed in this situation. Additionally, I had 10 minutes between mom's arrival and my departure, so I could barely explain the pup's schedule and where everything was. Also, it is common sense. Would you take an unvaccinated baby outside? Well, first of all, I think OP's asking a dangerous question asking would you take an unvaccinated baby outside in 2024. I think there's a surprising number of people that would say yes, actually. That said, could OP have been a little bit more clearer? Sure. I think you're going to get maybe divisive responses on whether or not she specifically should have known how to take care of this puppy. Specifically, inherently knowing that they're too young to be outside. Gone Baby Thoughts wrote, not the jerk. Unfortunately, we see this with pets and children all of the time. Grandparents or other mature adults think they know better than the younger generation with whom they interact, and completely disregard directions about diet, play, sleep, and general care. It's pretty disrespectful. If your mom didn't know that young dogs who are unvaccinated should not be around other dogs, she should have asked. But to your point, she is a prior dog owner herself, so that root cause falls flat pretty quickly. Do I think your cousin is a blabbermouth who needs to shut her pie hole? Yes. Yes, I do. So maybe one thing to consider is how much you tell her that you don't want being repeated in an uncontrolled manner, but saying something when asked about it doesn't make you a jerk. Also, hi, I'm Steven, and if you guys enjoy getting to decide whether or not all of these people are jerks, why not hit those like and subscribe buttons down below? That said, our next story is, am I the jerk for mixing food and offending partner's family? I, 23-year-old female, Chinese-Australian, have been dating Andrew, 26-year-old male, half Vietnamese, half Australian, for 4 years, and regularly stay at his place on the weekend. He lives at home with his parents and older sister Haley, 30-year-old female. Not too long ago, Haley suggested that since I stay over often, I should start paying them for groceries and bills. Though I'm still a student, so they aren't too strict with the amount. I transfer them $50 to $100 here and there to cover my share. His family treats me very well and I respect them. I've been really happy in my relationship, so what happened today was quite shocking to me. Andrew's mother, Louise, 60-year-old female, is Vietnamese and cooks amazing food regularly. I love her cooking. Today, she cooked a delicious pork rib and taro soup, and I ate some for lunch. At dinner, Andrew was going to make some instant noodles, so I asked him to make me a pack of Shin Ramen, Korean spicy noodles. When it was done, I decided I wanted some of the pork rib in my noodles and mixed some of the soup in my bowl. Luis hastily stopped me, saying that no, I should not mix the soup with my ramen. I was confused. Andrew came over and said the pork rib soup should be eaten alone and not mixed with my spicy noodles, since the flavors are different. I argued that Koreans also eat spicy rib soup, so it shouldn't be too weird, and since I've had the rib soup by itself for lunch, I wanted to try a different flavor. However, Luis insisted the way I mix food is wrong, and Andrew said I should just eat my spicy noodles and maybe come back for a bowl of soup later. The argument got quite heated as I didn't understand why mixing food is such a crime. This has happened a few times before, when I added different condiments or mixed stir-fry with noodles. Luis pointed out that my eating habits are strange, but she never said more than that. Then I got overwhelmed and ran to Andrew's room and started crying. Haley barged in and began yelling at me. She's normally kind to me, but she does have a bit of a temper. Why are you throwing a tantrum in someone else's house? We're feeding you food and you're so ungrateful. I was really upset because I think I did nothing wrong. So in the heat of the moment, I stood up and screamed back, I paid for the food. Why should you care how I eat? I'm not forcing you to eat what I eat. If I go to a restaurant and pay for a plate of food, you think they'd kick me out for eating the food wrong? How ridiculous. In the end, I was so angry, I packed my bags and stormed out of their house. After Haley got so mad, she said I'm no longer welcome at their house, and now...
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus... Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Storytime is sponsored by BetterHelp. Nearly everyone at some point in their life will struggle with their mental health, whether that's something stressful at work, in a personal relationship, or something else. I know that I really struggled with anxiety in my early 20s, and therapy was a massive help for me. That's why I'm a massive fan of therapy, and today's sponsor, BetterHelp. If there is anything in your life, big or small, that is negatively affecting you, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. It's an online therapy service that, after finishing a small questionnaire, will match you with a licensed therapist, where you can book appointments that match up with your schedule at any place or any time. And if you feel like you're not bonding with your therapist, you can switch at any point for free. Also, therapy isn't just if you're struggling with mental health. If you're looking for guidance or ways to improve your social skills, life, or relationships, it's a great judgment-free way of doing that. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/StorytimePod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/StorytimePod. I'm on the way home and crying, wondering what I did wrong. It really doesn't make sense. I tried to put myself in their shoes and say if Andrew wanted to eat Chinese dumplings with tomato sauce, my Chinese family and I would not care at all. We would just laugh it off due to personal tastes. So am I the jerk for mixing food / having different food preferences and upsetting my partner's family? Honestly, I think if anybody says OP's the jerk, I think you're being ridiculous, over the top. There's just no world personally where I could imagine somebody being the jerk for wanting to mix some leftovers with another type of food they have. Rum-soaked chap wrote, "Everybody sucks here, but not for mixing the food, just for how this escalated. My granddad was famous for dipping his chips in ice cream, which some people thought made him weird and some people thought made him a legend. My grandmom would yell at him for it, but it was all in good humor. The whole thing should have been de-escalated by both parties. This was not a hill to die on." Our next story is, am I the jerk for not letting my sister know the name chosen for my baby? I'm 38-year-old female, pregnant with my first and probably only child. My sister, 36-year-old female, is also pregnant, but this is her third child. And this baby comes several years after her last child, who's 8 years old. I struggled with fertility problems for many years. I could not get pregnant despite trying from the age of 24. We underwent numerous tests, but no clear reason for this was ever found. We tried taking breaks between trying. We tried fertility medications in recent years, and finally, last year, we went through IVF, which was successful for us. You might wonder what this has to do with the name of my baby. Well, let me explain. My husband and I had a boy and a girl name chosen from pretty much the time we started trying for a baby. These were names we promised to use whenever we had a baby, and we'd planned to have at least 2 children. Those names stayed the names throughout everything. But when my sister was pregnant with her first child, she and her husband struggled to agree on a name. She mentioned mine and my husband's chosen names once during my pregnancy and said how lucky we were to have agreed. Then when her daughter was born, she decided to use the girl name my husband and I had chosen, and she confessed that is how the name was decided on. She said her husband liked our chosen name and she didn't think it was bad, so she decided it would be better for them to use it so their baby could have a name. She told me not to look upset, because admittedly I got emotional when she said this, and told me at least the name would be used. Then when her son was born, she used the name we had chosen for the same reason. They couldn't agree on another name. This did strain our relationship, and I was and still am hurt that she was so dismissive of my feelings, and so blunt about what they did. She implied pretty strongly that she expected I would never have children to use the name for. Then, a couple of years after her son was born, she made the comment that we agreed so easily we could find another name if it worked, implying that we could not / should not use the names anymore. We ended up mixing our boy choice and our girl choice for this baby. Both had a unisex name in them, and we decided, since we loved all 4 names, mixing them wasn't a huge change. My sister won't like this, but honestly, we don't see each other much anymore. She only reached out more now because we're both pregnant at the same time, and she's asked repeatedly about the name we've chosen. I've refused to tell her, but my 2 brothers know. They thought I should have used the original name as intended and give our sister the middle finger, but they also understand why we chose to mix them. She sent me a very upset text a few nights ago saying I'm being so petty and these babies should grow up close together and we should be working on our relationship, and instead I'm excluding her and making a point of saying I don't want her to know anything. Am I the jerk? Now, I don't know if it comes across as me being petty, but I feel like if it were me in OP's shoes, I would be feeling like the bridge is kind of burnt after they go and steal not just one, but both of the names that you outwardly said, these are the names I'm going to give my kid. It's one thing if you both organically arrived at the same name, but for them to hear that, go, look, they're able to decide and agree on that name, and have that weird, like, jealousy, I would suppose, imprint on them and make them choose that name and steal it, that's pretty messed up in my mind. I can't say OP's the jerk here. Dr. Siegel wrote, not the jerk. Your sister needs to check her entitlement. She could not come up with meaningful names for her own children? She used the names you had your heart set on using and justified it by saying, well, it's not like you can use them. Does she have a history of being insensitive and tactless? I mean, sure, no one has entitlement to a name for their child. But you and your partner decided on those names and were going through heck trying to have a child together? She just swoops in and acts like she did you both a favor in using those names so they don't go to waste? She can't see how horrible and insensitive she's been? I'm with your brothers on this, but I'm glad you and your partner are happy with your new choices. It's probably for the best they spend minimal time around their aunt and cousins. All the best with your new baby. Congratulations. This next story is, am I the jerk for missing my niece's 18th birthday because my children are the only kids excluded? My sister doesn't particularly like two of my children. They're 8 and 10, have autism, and are high energy, asterisk, 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 but they are great kids. I don't say that just because they're mine. They are exceptional students, excel in their musical and sport hobbies, and are well liked by everyone. No one else in the family has an issue with them. And we recently attended a formal sit-down dinner and dance for my grandmother's 80th birthday with zero issues. When they were younger, I refused to set them up for failure and avoided fancy restaurants or other places not appropriate for high-energy kiddos. So we did miss my sister's 40th, as I had newly separated from my husband, had a newborn via cesarean, and wasn't sure I could cope with the kids in that setting, but was reliant on others to drive us there so couldn't just leave if needed. Plus, it was a per-head buffet, and would have been a waste to leave before eating. I believe she's still salty about that 6 years later. There will be other children at this party, around 20 of them ranging from 11 down to newborn. My nieces invited me, and then my sister changed the dates, so it's no longer on my kid-free weekend. She then contacted me saying, "You'll have to get a babysitter for those too." My other children are invited, 19, 13, and 6 years old. They are hiring a hall, cooking a barbecue dinner, and having a local band play, so it's very family friendly. I've booked a holiday overseas instead for myself and the kids and will be there instead. I'll send the girls some cash as presents, and they're both moving to the city where I now live for university next year. So I'll help them move and fill their pantries as a housewarming gift, which I did for my oldest child as well. Now, my sister is complaining that I'm going on holiday rather than the party. So am I the jerk for not taking some of my children to the party and getting a babysitter for two of them? Edit to clarify, when they were younger, they struggled to sit still in a noisy public setting for longer than about an hour. They would eat and then do coloring or Lego or puzzles, whatever I'd packed, until I finished eating. Then I would take them for a walk outside, with my now ex-husband or my parents taking turns to walk with them outside. Pretty age appropriate for a 2 and 4 year old, but my nieces who are older would sit for hours with their iPads while my sister chatted in a cafe. Now, they still need a decent amount of physical activity. It's 2 p.m. here and they've been on the trampoline, ridden scooters in the driveway with my youngest niece, we're at my younger sister's house, and played some basketball in the backyard. I could give them screens, but they struggle to sleep if they sit around too long, and I prefer to interact and socialize during meals. I don't think OP's the jerk here. It's pretty cold to not even have like an honest discussion. I feel like if she's going out of her way to say, leave the two kids behind, everybody else is invited, she should have the cojones to clarify on why specifically she's doing that, rather than just not inviting those two kids and trying to pretend like there's not some reason or try to leave it ambiguous or whatnot, hoping you won't have any reaction to it and just go along with it. Abstruse wrote, not the jerk, but this is something you're going to want to get ahead of. Your sister's going to...
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I paint you as the bad guy for not attending. Make sure people who are important to you know exactly why you're not attending, and that it's because your sister decided to be an ableist butt and told you that two of your children were banned for being neurodivergent. Our next story is, am I the jerk for telling anyone who asks why I don't bake for our hall anymore? Hi, I really like baking as a hobby. I don't believe in food waste, but I don't often want to eat all the stuff I make. The best way I can describe it is I love to bake, but when it comes to eating, I'm just like, meh. I'm not sure how best to describe it. Anyways, I normally give my baked goods to friends and family. The tradition we have started when my brother said he couldn't come over to pick up a coconut cupcake pan because he's busy. I didn't plan for space in my fridge to keep the cupcake, and awkwardly left them in the apartment's common room, with permission from the security guard, of course. I left a note saying the cupcakes were free to whoever, with my apartment number on it. The security guard said I had to. That started this semi-tradition of me putting whatever extra goods I have on a free table in the lobby area. Others started to do it a little too. It's worked well so far. I like the environment it's created. Problem came, one of the neighbors knocked on my door. She introduced herself, said she's from another apartment floor and that she, in a visibly upset way, was very unhappy with me leaving unattended food out. One of her kids, allergic to peanuts, had some of my peanut butter brownies. I got very nervous hearing this and apologized. She said it was fine but wanted me to pay part of the cost of getting her child help. I asked if we could talk it out and she agreed. I agreed to pay for the cab she took back and forth to the hospital, which I know is getting off easy for what happened. I apologized again and she said all was fine, but to please be extra careful. Since then, I don't leave any food out at all because that situation made me nervous. I know it wasn't the worst that could have happened, but still. My hall neighbor, let's call her Lily, asked if I was okay, noticing that it's been a while since I put anything out. I just told her that after what happened with the peanut butter allergy issue, I don't feel comfortable doing that anymore in case something like that happened again. Now, I didn't know Lily knew who I was talking about just based on saying the allergy issue. Specifically, they knew which kid I was talking about because they saw him take some. I guess Lily spread the word around because I got a knock from the lady again, and she asked why I told everyone to blame her. I explained that I didn't blame or tell anyone to blame her in any way. One of our neighbors asked why the tradition died off, and I only said because of the allergy incident. But I never mentioned specifics like who it was or how they looked, etc. She's mad and says I did that purposefully and will be speaking to the landlord to make a report. I apologized again and said I swear I did not mean for this to happen, but she stormed off. I'm not exactly sure what to do now. I don't hold anything against her or the kid, and I'm pretty mad at Lily for this crap right now. Am I the jerk? Opie's pretty safely not the jerk. I don't know what that report to the landlord could ever possibly do. This person who handed out baked goods stopped because my kid has allergies and it's dangerous, and now everybody blames me for the baked goods going around and it's all their fault. What is any landlord going to do upon hearing that? If anything, if I was the landlord, I'd be disappointed because if anything, Opie leaving those baked goods out is like a plus, is like a benefit. It would be like making the apartments just a smidge more lucrative. And now it's all that lady's fault. Console log A11Y wrote, "Not the jerk. Lady with kids is out of line. She should be angrier at her own poor parenting. Every parent I know with a peanut allergy kid teaches those kids caution from a very young age. It's like, okay, what do we do before crossing the street? Stop, look, listen. And what do we do when we see a plate of unattended cookies? Don't eat them because it could literally kill me. Good job, Junior. Have fun at preschool today because you're only three but still have to know this because I won't be around you every waking moment so I have to instill this in you. Is it considerate to add a little placard next to food offerings naming the food and potential allergens? Sure. That helps both kids and adults with allergies or food restrictions who enjoy free food. But everyone with an aforementioned has had to miss out on yummy-looking but questionable free treats, myself included. That's life. While I normally don't like gossipy, crap-stirring, I'm kinda on Lily's side here. This mom deserves some negative press. I'd bet some of the other residents have come to the same conclusion and mom is embarrassed. Good? She should be. Mom, better. You wouldn't have killed her kid. Her negligence would have. That isn't going to be the only plate of free brownies that kid sees in their life. Our next story is, am I the jerk for issuing a warning to my maternal relatives that they can be uninvited from my wedding at any time? I'm 28-year-old male, getting married next year. I am 100% no contact with my mother and have been for the past 10 years. And I've not lived in her house in 12 years. Yes, at 16 I was living somewhere other than with her. That no contact is not changing for anything. And yes, she has attempted to reach out and make amends in that time, but I'm not interested and have continued to keep all points of contact between us closed. This includes the family on her side I do talk to. Mainly her parents, two of her siblings, and her two siblings' five kids, aka my cousins. I talk to them because they were there for me. The reason for the estrangement? I don't like who she became after my dad died. I was 8 when he passed and 9 when my mom suddenly announced that all photos of dad, all of his clothes and possessions and anything to do with him were being boxed up and sent to his parents because she wanted us to move on from dad and she wanted to be married again and she didn't want her new husband to be uncomfortable seeing her dead husband's face everywhere. And she wanted me to like and love whoever she married and didn't want me to cling to a dead man who was not coming back and was no longer part of our lives. She refused to let me have a photo or two for my room and told me she would not fight with me and had already fought with his parents because they were outraged she wanted to throw all of his stuff and photos in the trash. From that day on, my mom was cold toward me if I even attempted to bring up my dad. She did remarry. She had 3, possibly more after I left, more kids. She married a man who was bitter I wouldn't call him dad and refused to change my last name to his and accept him adopting me. My mother was furious with me for stopping the adoption. They had spent thousands on a lawyer who they felt would be able to push it through regardless of my feelings. When I moved out at 16, I spent 2 weeks with maternal grandparents before going to my paternal grandparents, and the relatives I mentioned above continued being supporting and understanding even after I left the state. But now that has changed. They brought up inviting my mother and her family to my wedding several times, and I told them nothing had changed for me. They would try to make persuasive arguments as to why I should invite her and let her be there for this day. I got a little firmer with them, and then they changed course and said that I should invite her other children with them, so we can have a relationship. I refused that too. Then they brought up how important it is to invite my mother, which is when I told them if they bring it up again or try anything to get her there, they can be uninvited. I told them I would make them leave on the day if I had to. They told me there was no reason to be so harsh toward them. Am I the jerk? After all these years with no real relationship, no genuine effort to try to make amends and come back together, I don't blame OP for not wanting these people around. I mean, really, after all these years, more than a decade after moving out of their place, are they really that close enough to even consider them family? Sad Consequence 392 says, not the jerk. I personally would have done the same. If they are not capable of respecting your boundaries, you cut them off. People need to stop with the, but it's family BS. Some DNA in common makes you blood related but not family. One needs to behave like family to be considered as such. Our next story is, am I the jerk for laughing when my mother-in-law and sister-in-law got chewed out by my fiancé? This is completely stupid and if nothing else, might give y'all a good laugh too. I, 27-year-old male, am getting married to my fiancé, 26-year-old female, later this year. She's an incredible woman and I'm the luckiest man alive to have her in my life. Unfortunately, she comes attached to a very entitled and self-absorbed family. I genuinely don't know how my fiancé ended up as amazing as she is with these people around. The main players in this conflict are my mother-in-law, 53-year-old female, and sister-in-law, 24-year-old female, to be. When my fiancé and I announced our engagement last year, sister-in-law had a complete breakdown, throwing a full-on tantrum that she deserved to get married first and my fiancé should be forced to wait. I was so confused by this reaction, but my fiancé just looked bored, which confused me even more. Apparently, her sister does this a lot when she feels she deserves something more than my fiancé. Mother-in-law took sister-in-law's side, saying that dating wasn't as easy for her. My fiancé always tells them off for being annoying and ridiculous and they hate it, which is kind of funny to me. So here's where I need some help. 3 weeks ago, I got into a nasty car crash and my left leg is broken in multiple places. The doctors say I'll likely have a permanent limp even after I heal because of how bad the injury is and might even need a cane. My fiancé is an absolute angel and has been by my side every step of the way. I'm going to need a couple of different surgeries and some serious physical therapy before I can properly walk again, and she's been pushing my wheelchair since I got home. Mother-in-law and sister-in-law stopped by yesterday, and that's where the trouble is. Sister-in-law asked my fiancé when she would be leaving me, flat out, while I was in the room. Mother-in-law also chimed in saying a wheelchair or cane would look horrible in wedding pictures, so it would be best for her to cancel and leave. I was horrified. I didn't even get to open my mouth before my fiancé went absolutely ballistic at her mom and sister. She told them that they were delusional if they believed she was that shallow. She kicked them out almost immediately, saying she was done and over their BS. They both looked like they sucked on extra sour lemons. I couldn't help laughing at their expressions. This was apparently what did it for them, and they both huffed off, still insisting they were just looking out for my fiancé. I laughed for a solid couple minutes before calming down. My fiancé just looked so exhausted, so we had some cheer-up snuggles. I've been getting messages from sister-in-law all day saying that me laughing at them, wanting my fiancé to not have to spend the rest of her life looking after me, was completely uncalled for, and I'm a jerk. She makes it sound like I'm completely paralyzed and I'll need 24/7 care until I die. I don't think I did anything wrong, but what do you guys think? Should I have kept my laughter to myself? Am I the jerk? I don't think Gopi's the jerk at all. I'm just left kind of puzzled why they're even still talking to these people. An in-law that starts asking your partner when they're going to dump you because you now have a disability? Is ridiculous that they're even in a position where you can hear from them again after that. The female of the species wrote, "The only thing you've done wrong is not blocking these morons' numbers. You could ask your fiancé how you can support her in her decision-making about her family, and maybe get her some flowers to say thank you for standing up for your relationship, and generally being an awesome human." Edit, not the jerk. Our next story is, am I the jerk for not telling my boyfriend that my dad slash family is rich? So my boyfriend Callum and I have been together for 8 months, and over this long weekend I figured it would be a good time for him to meet my dad. He's met my mom and stepdad a couple of times, but always at restaurants or my place. But for this meeting with my dad, we went over to his place for lunch. Looking back on it, Callum was immediately uptight when he saw where my dad lives, but I thought it was just nerves. He was acting pretty strange all through lunch, and was very cagey about any questions my dad or his wife asked. But again, I chalked it up to nerves. Well, when we were driving back, he blew up. Not yelling or anything, just clearly frustrated, that I never told him my dad is rich. I was confused and asked why he'd need to know my dad's income. Callum said he would have prepared himself better if he'd known, and that I sent him in there blind, because you're meant to warn your partner about potential pitfalls when they meet your parents. I was still confused what about my dad's tax bracket was a potential pitfall. I could see warning him if my dad was incredibly snobbish about dress sense or manners, but he isn't. Callum then asked if I'd also hidden that my mom and stepdad were rich, which I admitted I guess I did. Although I take issue with him calling it hiding something, it's just not relevant. Callum hasn't let it go, and is now digging into irrelevant stuff such as my previous vacations, my living situation, and my job. Apparently so he can figure out what exactly my lifestyle is. I think he's totally lost the plot, but up until now he's been a really sweet, unassuming, chill person, so I'm wondering if I really am the problem. To clarify, my parents are not rich like what you would think of when you think rich. Both my dad and stepdad have been successful and been able to give themselves and their kids nice lives, but we aren't the Waltons. And even if we were, is this a thing you warn people about? I don't think Gopi's the jerk. I think Callum is making a much bigger deal out of this than he ever should. Honestly, it just sounds like some weird insecurity manifesting over his behavior. Okay, he felt a little blindsided about the fact that he went to a place where they were actually doing pretty well for themselves or whatnot, sure. But when he starts looking into your vacations and all these expensive trips you went on, and seems to kind of be questioning who you actually are, thinking that because you might have had access to more money, and therefore maybe better experiences than most average people, that somehow that means there's a basis for him to perceive you differently is pretty freaking weird. Kronk Lasorda wrote, going with not the jerk. Callum hasn't let go and is now digging into irrelevant stuff such as my previous vacations, my living situation, and my job, apparently so he can figure out what exactly my lifestyle is. It sounds to me that this is less about your dad being rich and more about his worry about your expectations and how much money your partner should be making. If his prospects don't include a country club lifestyle that you're accustomed to, he'll be worried that you'll become upset. I think you two should sit down and talk this out a bit. But with that being said, that's all the time we have for today. Now, if you want to hear another absolutely crazy Am I the Jerk Here story, check out that video on the left. Or if you missed my latest video, check out that video on the right. That said, I'll see you all next time with some more stories.